It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Walking outside is a healthy thing to do, but most of the time, 90% of the time, we spend indoors. And are you aware that according to the EPA, the indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than this outdoor air? My sponsor, Air Doctor, has the solution. And by the way, they're offering you up to $300 off. I'll give you some details in just a moment. Air Doctor filters out 99.99%. That's almost perfect. Things in the air that can cause problems like allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, even bacteria and viruses that could make you sick. Here's the thing. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code WALKING to receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code WALKING. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself, and we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. I was dealing with a frustrating issue yesterday, probably late morning. It was getting close to lunchtime, but I was totally caught up in the issue. It involved several back and forth email, and I was totally focused on what was happening, trying to figure it out. How's the best way to handle this? And I was feeling some frustration. I was getting frustrated. And I walked out of my home office, and Ava was in the dining room, and she said, "Hey, are you interested in a walk?" And literally, in that moment, it was like, oh, right. A walk would be good right now. Yes. Yes, Ava, I am interested in a walk. Let's go. And it was great. It was perfect. It was perfect to leave the office, leave the situation, reframe my mind. Now, I will also say honestly that as we were walking, at least in the beginning of the walk, I was having a little more problem focusing on Ava and what she was talking about. I kept drifting back to the issue, and gratefully it didn't take too long for me to put that in the rearview mirror. And by the time we returned back to the house, I guess we walked maybe a mile and a half. By the time we returned back to the house and I sat back down at my computer, I was in a completely different frame of mind. It's one of the beautiful things about walking as a fitness activity. In fact, you can even take fitness activity, remove that from the conversation. It's just a beautiful thing about walking, whether you're using it as exercise or not. So last Saturday, I went for a walk that was probably about 3 miles. I didn't measure how far I was going, didn't count the steps. It was a walk for a walk's sake. And it was not exercise. It was not a fitness activity. And I say that based on the recommendations and what the experts say, that for walking to rise to the level of exercise, it needs to be at a moderate pace. And typically that's starting around 3 miles an hour. I don't know how fast I was going, but I know, I am pretty certain that I was not going 3 miles an hour. I would be surprised if I was even moving at 2 miles an hour. I was moving really, really slow. Not just slow for me, but slow. I left the house and I was in a mood, not a bad mood, but I was in a particular mood and I didn't feel like walking fast. I felt like walking slow, really slow. And most of that walk was at this really slow pace. We've talked often about the importance of pace and the importance of at least occasionally adding some intensity into what you're doing. By the way, if you're just getting started, if you just discovered this podcast and you're excited about building a fitness habit that sticks, this conversation about adding some pace and adding some intensity, it's not for you right now. Right now, your job, priority number one, is to build the habit. Once the habit's built and you've got some momentum, then we can talk about pace and intensity. But right now, it's simply going to open the door, going to head out, going to take a walk, and I'm going to make a fitness promise, and I'm going to do that consistently, maybe even every day. But once you've got the habit, now we can start talking about pace and intensity. And the experts say that this is a good thing. But last Saturday, for me, the good thing was just the opposite, taking a slow walk. And there actually are some benefits to walking slow. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. So I want to talk about, let's say I've got 5 benefits of walking slow. And these were real benefits that I experienced last Saturday on that 3 mile really slow walk. Benefit number one, it slows my brain. I don't know if this was the primary reason why I left the house walking really slow. The week leading up to Saturday was a pretty intense week. There was a lot of stuff that I had to do, a lot of brain work that I was involved in. My brain was moving at a pretty high speed. And there are times when that's good. That's really good. But then there are times like last Saturday where not so much. And I wanted to slow my brain down, and I did that by slowing my pace down. Benefit number two, a slow walk creates margin. This isn't always the case, but last Saturday, I walked what for me is a normal long route through my community. And I walked it really slow, which took more time. And that created some margin. That was like an oasis in my week, where as I'm out walking, I'm not even available to do a bunch of other things that I could have been doing. And for me, having that margin is really important. Benefit number three, this one actually surprised me. That slow walk felt good. I typically walk at a faster pace. There have been times when Ava and I have gone out for walks. And these would be times where she's recovering from an illness, a surgery, and she can't walk very fast. In fact, her slow pace is even slower than my slow pace. And I have found those walks, when she needs to go really slow, I've actually found those challenging, physically challenging. It's like, this is hard. I don't like the way this feels. I don't say that. I don't like the way this feels. But that slow walk that I took on Saturday, that felt really good. So a slow walk can feel good. Benefit number four, I'm cheating a little bit on this one. That slow walk, it improved my mood. It was what I needed. Now, I said I'm cheating because walking at any speed will improve your mood. But it's not a benefit that you lose when you slow that pace down. Benefit number five, it gave me opportunity to listen to a longer podcast in its entirety. And I intentionally picked a longer podcast before I walked out the door. I don't know about you, but I'm not real crazy about starting a podcast as I'm heading out for a walk and my walk ends before the podcast ends. Somehow that just doesn't feel right. But I knew that this was going to be a longer walk. I knew, at least to start, I was going to go at a slower pace. And so I chose a longer podcast. And I was able to finish the podcast before I finished the walk. And then one last thing. Researchers have said it's more important to reduce sitting time. Therefore, a slow walk where you're not sitting is actually more important than taking a vigorous walk. Now, please hear me clearly. I'm not saying that research says slow walking is better than walking with a vigorous pace. If what you can do is a slow walk, the fact that you're up and moving and not sitting, that's good. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.